You know what else? There's a lot of creepy toys in Richard.
Yeah, Richard, what are you doing with that turkey over there? Put that turkey away!
What are you talking about? I'm just gonna cook this turkey.
Man, hold on, do you guys hear that? It sounds like sleigh bells. Richard, why the fuck are you ringing sleigh bells right now?
Fake snowflakes, what are you doing? You got your shopping cart rack, wrapping paper.
Seriously, tear it down.
It's November. I've been wanting to hang this shit up for like the past 3 weeks. I'm just waiting until now to do it.
Yeah, look,
I got candy canes, I got this tree in the box, and then I'm going to pick up the real live tree as soon as it's like available. I mean,
I've already started to get my ornaments out of the closet.
Fuck you guys, man. Fuck real. Hey, the Ramblers got to band together on this. We gotta destroy Richard on this subject, Brett. Okay, I can't see you falling over to the Richard side. All right,
Halloween forever.
Everything happened right. Like we got it all out. Like it's Halloween's done. We had our parties, you know.
Halloween all year round.
Yeah, we're striking out, Brett. They want CVS, Walgreens, all those places. They want to start taking Halloween from us in like fucking early September with their Christmas decorations. I'll tell you what though. We're going to keep our Halloween episodes going into November. How about that, huh?
Well, you know what? I was in Spin Street half a week ago, and they already had the Christmas stuff up.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a Christmas section the night before Halloween.
Did you suggest that, Richard?
It's fun for the whole family. I mean, come on. What's better than seeing Santa Claus and elves and snowmen and, you know, it gives you a real warm feeling.
That's it. We already blasted Richard in the sun once. I don't know how he's back here again. Let's blast him in the sun again.
But I made eggnog.
Leave it with Jeff.
No, bring it to the trickster in his little office.
Yeah. Trickster loves eggnog.
He likes
eggnog.
He helped me make it.
Did you milk him for that?
Kind of made it himself.
Dizzy Ramblers say Halloween never ends. Halloween forever. Halloween year round.
Richard never.
Yeah, I mean, I do love Christmas, but, Christmas is leached on into Halloween's time long enough. I think Halloween should reach back.
Mm-hmm.
Give it the old reach around.
Yeah. This is the Halloween reach around.
Halloween reach around.
Yeah, the Dizzy Ramblers style at their best, the Halloween reach around.
I'm just disappointed there's not a song, Brett, called the Halloween reach around.
Damn.
I really thought it was going somewhere.
When you can't get enough of that spooky time.
Spooky, spooky, spooky little time, Brett.
And Christmas coming up, leaving Halloween behind.
Boo!
Well, you gotta get yourself the Rambler reach around. Gotta get yourself the Rambler reach around.
Stroke it, Brett.
Coming at you all November.
Coming on you this November.
It's the Halloween Spooktacular.
Come on in. Everybody welcome to the show. It's about to begin. We're talking movie shorts and shows and much more with all our friends. With the Dizzy fucking Ramblers, now it's time for the show to commence.
Like, I literally just saw breath come out of his mouth.
Hey, all I can do is jerk off to keep warm. Sorry about that.
Oh, man. No, that's all you can do to keep me warm.
Oh, man.
It's so, what was that you said earlier about a jacket, Sam? That sounded delightful.
No, I wish I brought an extra jacket, or a jacket, because that's the one I give our companion.
These are the worst fucking directions.
How did we end up here? How did we end up here?
So what do the directions say, Brett?
Oh, Jesse, I still can't believe you're here. I can't believe we brought you with us to this.
Well, he's the one that...
I can't believe I decided that I agreed to come.
How did we get here? I can't figure it all out.
I mean, I guess we had no fucking plans for Halloween. Oh, wait, we did, Jesse. We had a wonderful plan for Halloween.
You ruined it?
Well...
You really ruined it for us?
Yeah, we would have still showed up and we'd have just done, like, the podcast in the store.
The trickster ruined your Halloween.
How did the trickster ruin it? He had this wonderful backup plan for us with the worst fucking directions, unfortunately, but...
No, wait, Jesse's right. Hold on. The way I remember it...
These
these are, I realized what the directions are made out of. It's jam. I got curious enough and I tasted it.
No, it tastes a little bit.
And it's like strawberry preserve.
Oh, roll it up. He wrote like it with fruit jam. Roll up.
I was about to say, let's like roll it up and smoke it. Like smoke a fruit roll up doobie. Have you ever done that? That's something like only Trickster would dare to do. Yeah. Fucking Trickster!
No, see, Brandon, what else about the Ramblers? It was, if I remember correctly, it was the Trickster's fault. Ugh. See, we had a gigantic multi-million dollar, Rihanna was going to be there. It was our big pyramid special, as you guys remember. And we were doing it in the Memphis Pyramid. The Trickster got us the fucking space and said that he had it for us. And then he just fucking, he didn't tell us that it was turned into a Bass Pro Shop and it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the city of Memphis
sucks. Well, what was the Trickster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, fuck. Fuck the Trickster, fuck the city of Memphis, and fuck you, Jesse. Kill the messenger, I say. Thanks for the bad news, Dick.
Yeah, now we're stuck here in fucking the middle of nowhere.
At least you didn't wind up. At least you're not spending Halloween night at a Bass Pro Shop, Sam.
I'm pretty sure I just saw a snake come out of the bushes and eat an owl.
I stepped on a toad a mile ago. Still on the bottom of my shoe.
My shoes are covered in toads.
Yeah, I kicked a fox right in the butt.
I think some of them had like three eyes.
This is worse than the time that the Disney Ramblers went to Arkansas. This really blows. And it's cold. And I think I'm coldest of all because I'm holding on to the cold, dead Rambler pumpkin.
Oh my God.
That became darkened and black and died at the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I don't even remember.
Because it became a satanic monster of some sort that tried to fuck us.
Because we failed.
Oh,
Brett.
No, that's right. It started talking and stuff, right?
It happened, Brett, because we failed. We failed to save Richard Lester, who we sent skyrocketing into the sun. We failed to entertain our plethora of fans.
Yeah, we lost subscribers.
People unliked us.
We failed to get rid of Jesse between
That's true.
This and the last podcast.
We should note we don't have our spooky heart-shaped candle anymore.
Yeah.
We're walking around with two teacup candles.
Yeah, like, I can't believe that they're staying on your nipples like that, Brett. Like,
I mean, like, who would have thought? Like,
are they pasted on there? Or
fastened to your teacups?
Like, I mean, honestly, I think they're part of me now. They're so hot, like, I think they just, like, graft on.
Well, I hope it doesn't leave a permanent mark. Whoa! That gust of wind sometimes just comes out of nowhere and it really grabs you. Like a frog flying through the air.
That's such an apt.
It's a wet and slimy wind.
Mm-hmm. What is this thing we're going to? A castle somewhere?
Yeah, we're going to Trickster's uncle's. What's his name again? Uncle Trickster?
Rich Uncle's Trickster.
That's
does he have a mansion?
It's Rich Uncle Trickster's mansion.
It's a big gay mansion.
Is it a castle mansion?
I'm anticipating a place that's going to look like the Addams Family house or something, but I've only heard about it. Like Trickster wouldn't shut up about it.
I was totally picturing the Addams Family house too, actually.
Yeah, no, that's what I hope it looks like.
Me too.
But
I was picturing like
I think it's left up here, guys, right?
The gothic asshole?
A gothic gothic castle.
Oh, okay.
Castle. Yeah.
No, it could look like a big puckering asshole.
It could.
You never know what tricks.
Yeah.
Jesse.
I think I see his lights up in the distance, but
oh, yeah.
One last thing I think that could warm me in the last few minutes of this walk. Does anyone have a fucking song to sing right now? For fuck's sake. I'm freezing out here, man. You need to get some gyrating going.
How would a song warm us up, man? It's beyond all hope. The closer I hold this Rambler pumpkin to myself, the more despair I feel. The less I feel for all of you. And honestly, like I hate Jesse most of all now. I don't know why or how it happened. He started out so promising to me, and then ever since this pumpkin turned black, I wanna kill Jesse.
That's because the pumpkin was demonic and it's possessed you, John.
No, man, it understands me, you know? It's part of, just like that guitar is part of Brett, this pumpkin's a part of me now, man. It's the only thing that means anything to me. What am I saying? This is weird.
Yeah.
Play the song, you guys.
1, 2, 3. It's about time to go with the Ramblers to the Halloween show. Spooks and scary along with the Trickster Mansion. How could it be wrong? Forget about your woes, alright. Cause the Disney Rambler Halloween Spooktacular is here tonight. Guys, take it away.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! We got guests!
We do.
ask Murphy at the party later. I can't wait. He's already up there. I want to, oh, he's already hanging out with the trickster and his friends. Oh, God. What is that like?
That's pretty creepy, Brett.
Anything else? What else we got lying today?
This will be a bevy of monsters.
Really? Well, I can't wait to see what that's like. All right.
Yeah, wow. I'm warm and we're here. We're at the trickster's uncle's stupid ass house.
You mean, wait, somehow we're magically outside this castle thing or whatever? Just because Brett's song, like, took up 20 minutes.
We were, like, running and playing it. Yeah. Like, it was like, yeah. It was like.
No, but I'm saying, like, I really, like, my first awareness of being here is now. It's almost like I don't even remember walking. I just remember being here simultaneously as the song ended. It's almost like you willed it to. I traveled through time. I interdimensional, opened a portal, and went from one place to another. Brett, that's having a seizure.
That's the beauty of the Halloween special.
Yeah, if you will it, it is no dream, John.
Wow. Well, the Rambler Pumpkin has something rolling around inside it. It's a couple of eyeballs. That's weird.
That's spooky. Maybe couple we should use them to knock on the trickster's door.
Maybe they're Richard's eyeballs.
Oh, that's sad.
Our poor friend Richard, who we sent to his death last week.
How did he die? Did we shoot him into the sun?
We shot him into the sun.
Didn't you guys send his eyeballs too to the sun?
Maybe they fell back down.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Man, it's like he's apparating inside of the pumpkin.
Well, the checkout's gonna sell a lot of copies now.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make headlines.
Yeah, remember how big Louis Anderson's book was after they sunk him in the sea?
Should we knock on this door with this brass door ball knocker weird shaped thing? It's like a clown.
It seems like a clown. Here, I think there's one of those old-timey doorbells. So let me pull this rope. Shit, I got blood all over me.
I pissed myself.
Fucking first spook of the night. First spook of the night. I look ridiculous for the party. I'm covered in fucking trickster piss.
Which is blood.
Did that work? Did the doorbell get rung or pulled? Or
No.
Can we just walk back? I really don't want to go to this party.
Trickster blows.
I don't know who's going to be there, and I don't care. Despite what that spoiler-filled song revealed, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. And I don't even want to know.
Yeah,
I want to go back home.
I don't care what Hollywood Square cast member could possibly be here. Whatever my wildest dreams could be, I don't care who it is. I don't want to say.
Yeah, I want to celebrate my Halloween in peace at home with my lights off, watching scary movies with a knife by my side and the Rambler Pumpkin in my chest. And I want to have a good Halloween. I want to have a good Halloween Season of the Witch-filled night.
Well, I'll tell you, I smuggled a...
Do you understand the meaning of the word sacrifice, Sam?
Quit knocking that door again.
Well,
do we really want to go in?
I've been carrying around this lunch bag full of poop if you guys want to light it on fire.
Yes.
And do what?
And we can ring the doorbell. We can pull that rope again.
Won't his butler show up? Like, is this too big of a place? Where are we? What's this place even look like? I can't get a good picture of this place. It's too foggy in here. I can't see anything.
It looks a lot like the castle from the cover of The Little Mermaid.
So one of the towers is a giant
I'm not as familiar with that as...
No, it's just a bunch of golden rods, yeah.
I'm not as familiar with that as 7-year-old Brett was. I don't know what that looks like.
Dark and macabre, so they just look like big black cocks.
You know, this castle looks like a cock?
No, it's several. It's like the cover of a mermaid.
Knock on the clown doorknobber, whatever it is.
Those flying buttresses.
Weird. That's a weird fucking doorknob.
It was a lot lighter sounding than that would be. So where the hell's that,
Where's the poop?
Hello? Oh, yeah, Brett, light it.
Light it. Give me those teacup candles. What am I talking about? They're on my nipples. All right. All right, guys, go behind the bushes. Go behind the bushes. Go, go, go.
God damn, that's one big door.
What's standing there?
I would assume it'd be the trickster.
That's real tagging. I can't see anything. It's too foggy.
Guys, I think I've got a line.
Oh, someone's stepping on it. Who's that stepping on the poop?
Hello, boys.
Oh, wait, no, it's the trickster, sorry.
What just happened? Trickster, how...
It appears my bushes are talking.
Trickster, I never would have guessed
delightful, a flaming bag.
You're horrifying because you're wearing a trickster costume. Why would you do that? You're dressed up in your own costume. How could you? How dare you?
You just wait, sir. I have something coming up that might blow your costume mind.
We don't even want to be here. Well, Trickster, why?
Hold on. Let me see what you brought me. You brought me a flaming bag.
I hate to be blunt, but
what's in
something,
this bag?
Something,
you're not gonna be able to discover
what's something new inside of me, Trickster, makes me feel like I can say anything I want, and I don't want to be here.
John, would you mind holding this flaming bag for me?
No. Hold it yourself.
Okay. Yeah, why'd you even pick that up?
Give it to Jesse or something.
I don't want
to
hold it.
I'm trying to see what's
Trickster,
in it.
Did anybody even come to this party? Are we the first people here?
Yeah, what's
here?
Going on here? Is there, like, anything happening? Why are we here?
Yeah, did you... Wait, is this... you lied about this whole fucking thing.
Do you...
You set us up to go to the pyramid, canceled that, and now you brought us to your house and there's nothing going on. What the fuck?
Do you at least...
talking about? Come in. There's... Meet the ghouls.
Do you at least have that pound of weed that you discussed with me over text?
And the goyles.
There's... It's all here. Everything I said would be here is here.
Well,
hold on, let me just eat this delicious snack that you brought me.
Looks like you did that. You got it all over your lips.
Yeah, those were our treats for you tonight that we brought. Because it is Halloween after all, and we brought you some, what were those?
Rambler
some cut up hot dogs. And
Rambler's treats,
some type of, it was cute. those gummy hot dogs, you know, that they make.
That happens?
Yeah. Like gummy Krabby Patties from SpongeBob, I think there were some of those in there. Trickster, I hope you like that, because those aren't the fine dining of gummies, if you ask me. But I guess we should go inside and check it out. It's pretty cold out here. I hope it's warmer inside your spooky penis-shaped
castle. Yeah, I'm surprised
we've
been standing outside
castle.
For so long when I'm so fucking cold. Like, why have we not walked outside
the
door
let's
yet?
Let's go inside.
Yes, come Trickster, on. I've invited you in already. Come on.
We'll start walking!
All right.
Get out of here! Get out!
Yeah, we're still in the bushes, you asshole! We're in the fucking bushes!
Seriously, hold on, wait. Wait up, Trickster! Hold on! Come on, guys! He's getting way ahead of us.
Trickster, if you didn't realize, I'm dressed as Amanda Bynes tonight.
It's adorable. We have some very scary Halloween decoration up.
It does look pretty spooky in here, I'll give you that, but, like, I don't see any people.
Oh, no, just,
What do you have, like,
there's,
a bar room?
There's somebody that I really want to find right now.
Who?
Somebody. Oh, where could they be? If only I knew where they were at or how to find them. I really want to find them.
Well, when you want to find a star, Trickster, sometimes your dreams will come true.
Oh, where is that asshole? He looks like a cool version of me, let me say. Oh, I wish I could find him.
Did somebody say wish?
There he is!
Ah,
you guys know
are you
the wish
serious?
Master, right?
What? I don't understand what's happening. I really don't understand what's happening.
John, who is this
guy? We watched this movie Wishmaster earlier in the year, if you're following our episodes, and like the villain in it, the movie's called Wishmaster. It's
surprisingly, the
evil,
villain's named Wishmaster.
Evil
yeah,
Jen
it's pretty great. It's pretty
named
good.
Wishmaster. Mm. And he's basically an evil genie, evil Jen, whatever you prefer.
And you have to wish him.
I know what you've been wishing for, Jesse. Exactly.
I mean,
so I wouldn't go mouthing off.
No, sir.
Does anybody have any wishes, perhaps?
No, I thought we were rid of you. I didn't think you were going to be. I didn't think you were ever going to be on our show again. Which I still can't believe this mic setup that we have on our costumes. It's really pretty nifty. Never before has a podcast done it like mobily like this. And
no,
like,
this is the same setup that Michael Jackson had in his Off the Wall tour. It was like the big thing back then. We have it going on here.
Guys, I can't hold anymore. I wish I could go to the bathroom right now.
You wish you could go to the bathroom, eh?
yes, Wishmaster.
Well, maybe the bathroom will go to you. Wow, it looks like Brett's getting covered with Trickster's piss again.
My parents.
My eyes are burning right now because I got some of the piss in my eyes.
Yeah, sounds like ammonia. And asparagus.
And asparagus.
This is the worst trip ever.
Wishing I was somewhere else.
This is unbearable. Trickster.
I picture the Wishmaster who just keeps on wishing he was somewhere else and ends up here.
This is unbearable. I can't believe Trickster. There's no music. There's like no music literally playing at this party. Why?
You know how copyright infringements are.
But why can't you just...
I couldn't get the rights to any songs.
Yeah, there's just like...
I'd call up the company and be like, hey, can I play this at my Maniac Mansion party? And they say...
party?
Yes, yes, that's what I like to call it sometimes. Anywho.
What, there's just every year...
Jesus.
There's just a damp slapping sound in the background the whole time. There's no music at all. This is really off-putting, Trickster.
Oh, that's maybe one of the other guests. Could be Nathan Ross Murphy.
What? Nathan Ross Murphy is here?
No. I don't believe
it. He's around somewhere. You know,
he wouldn't do that.
He could be in the kitchen grabbing a brewski.
Nathan's a real bro. He would not be here.
He should be outside the pyramid picketing right now.
Yeah. That's where we're at in spirit.
Hey, speak of the devil!
What the hell?
Oh. Hey!
Guys, what's up?
How's it been? Like, do you know anybody here? Like, what's it been like?
Yeah, what the fuck are you here?
Why are you guys here?
The pyramid show we had was canceled. You agreed to come out with us and pick at the pyramid, turning into the Bass Pro Shop, and now we find you here at the Trickster's Game Monster Party?
But about that, I'm doing the catering here, so, I didn't want to tell you guys,
Myself and the Rambler Pumpkin couldn't help but to notice that you're holding a beer in your hand. Typically, caterers aren't allowed to drink when they're at a function.
Good point, John.
I mean, we'll look around you, because, I'm drinking. But I'm doing the catering here, and I feel this is really awkward. Okay, let me just explain myself.
My Rambler Pumpkin's ears are burning.
I'm sorry, John. I would have... I've never catered you guys... parties. Yeah. So I didn't want to.
You
guys don't really have like the an appreciation of the culinary arts.
Yeah, oh come on!
No, you don't.
We give you Little Caesar's pizzas all the time when we do a Ramblers podcast.
I made brain punch tonight, actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's
how do you do that?
Well, I got it off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. You drink it.
Where is it at? Where is it at?
John, I actually found the recipe in your house.
Wow, I believe that.
I think it's because I gave it to his mom.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
You know what I mean?
I heard somebody fucking
gave me the old brain punch.
I heard somebody fucking my mom a couple weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure I thought it was either Sam or Nathan, and I'm still not really sure which one it was, but I think now it was both. And I'm not entirely sure it wasn't at the same time.
Sam was the diversion. Mm. I remember seeing this recipe for brain punch on your mother's bedside table. So Sam took one for the team. I ran in. I got the recipe. Yeah. Now I got this whole business thanks to your mom.
Now I got a whole bunch of business thanks to your mom too, and it's called VD.
Well, just don't tell me if she swallows. All right. Hey Jesse, you're a trickster. Trickster, you got that? You got that weed? You got that sweet. Sugary weed that I ordered. That sweet butterscotch flavored weed.
I believe the ice cream man might be found somewhere trolling around with that.
The ice cream man is dealing now.
Oh yes, yeah. That he strictly said that was his department.
Oh, that's an ice cream. He's driving his ice cream truck here.
Would you boys like some cream?
Sure.
Hey.
Do you have anything that hasn't been touched by a roach?
Yeah, or like blood or a hand or something like that.
I
like
to keep my cream very clean.
See, this is the kind of guy that you're catering for, Nathan. A freak like this.
Yeah.
A Clint Howard looking ice cream man child murderer.
This actually is my first gig, and it's going pretty well so far, despite the low show up.
Would you boys like some cream?
Stop! Duh, that's so creepy! Is that what's dripping from the ceiling over there?
Some ice cream.
Where do you keep it in? Your, like, fucking butt crack?
In my ice cream machine.
It's got a fanny pack with cream.
It's dripping. Hold on, guys. Guys, I got this.
Yeah.
I'm looking for, like, 60, you know, 60 of something green. Something green.
Oh, there we go. That's the lingo.
Yeah.
Got $60 to burn.
See, John's like a street smart guy. He has, like, the know-how to talk to an ice cream man.
Oh, I think I know the flavor that you boys are after. Need me to scoop some up here?
Can't see what he's doing behind that glass, but it kind of looks like he's jerking off.
It smells kind of skunky, so you could be getting weed here, but it pretty sure the ice cream man is just masturbating into a cone.
Yeah.
Is he in his car right now?
All
right,
here you go.
He's cutting in on your business here.
Telling your friends.
Yeah. This...
Here you go.
John's got money. He's got paid.
Well, his street smarts. Yeah. Mm.
All right.
Rob, Japanese tourist.
Yeah.
I guess you'll be around, Ice Cream Man, if we need a little something later. If this doesn't last the night, there are a lot of us. Like and who knows? I don't see any girls here, but maybe they will show up at some point.
Is the Wishmaster a girl?
Some would say.
Gender.
Whoa! I haven't had.
Because you're
pleasure.
Always wearing that dress, right?
I haven't had the pleasure. I'm the Ice Cream Man.
My name is the Jin, the Wishmaster.
Oh, I can't believe I haven't introduced you guys yet. Yes.
We've both just been in separate corners.
Wow, what a deadly trio.
It's been like a middle school dance here.
Oh, God, who cares about these assholes? Guys, we just
Hey, you guys, Trickster and other two guys, we're going to be, we have to all go to the bathroom or something at the same time.
Yeah, go have your little monster mash by yourselves.
And we're going to come back and check you guys out later, but we have some others. We'll see you later.
I'm going with you guys, actually.
Oh, yeah, Nathan, I guess.
That's probably best.
I guess you can tag along.
Jesus would have welcomed Judas back into his posse, so
yeah.
We'll take him with.
What are you guys doing here?
We had
nothing else to do, honestly. Yeah. Like, we kind of just got screwed by everything else. It's Halloween night. There was nothing to do. That I Filmed Your Death movie was sold out, so we kind of got screwed into being here at the Trickster's stupid castle or whatever this is.
Trickster.
We'll have a gelatin ball.
Trickster did tell me that he just got a pound of weed and would sell me however much I wanted out of it. So that was my main incentive for coming as well. I'm just checking rooms. We're in this weird hallway.
Yeah, I actually snuck a movie along with us just because I was hoping we could do is just kind of like.
So we need
get a room ourselves, like just kind of say fuck it to those guys, just have a fun time, just watching a spooky movie.
Well, I guess it's gonna work out pretty well.
Podcast on the movie this week. I just thought we were just gonna podcast
show up at
on
a party.
Party or something.
Like a punk type podcast party. Yeah.
Well, luckily I got something to distract us from Trickster's horrible
party.
Thank God. Yes.
These doors are all so silent. I love it. For a spooky interior, it sure is like a well-oiled
machine.
Yeah, that front door is pretty fucking...
That's true, actually.
That's interesting. This one's locked.
Gotta say, it sounds a lot cooler than the culinary arts, guys. Count me in.
Hey, you guys, this one has a black door handle and all the others are, brass, and it's locked. I think there's something in this one that's worth seeing.
How do we get in if it's locked, though?
I guess, kick it in, Jesse.
All right, kick it in.
Hold on, let me stand back. One, two...
Wow, that was really pathetic. You didn't even come close to kicking that door.
That did not.
Nathan, can you try kicking it in?
Pillows in your shirt.
Nathan, would you kick that?
Jesse,
you've never seen so. You got shocks on your.
Jesse, you can sit back down with us Indian style.
They're space shoes.
Nathan, would you kick the door open?
All right, let's go in. Thanks, Nathan.
The smell from this room.
God, it smells like armpits.
Smells like oils. It smells like salty oils. And
we gonna like
aftershave.
Like what the fuck?
Too. Whoa!
This is the Trickster's room.
There's fluid everywhere.
There's a dog wing hanging from the ceiling.
There's blood on every door. There's
nothing but. John just puked all over those anal beads.
And oh my god! Look, no,
I got in the pumpkin.
No, they got those ball gags, but they're like chew toys.
Man, there's an entire S&M mask made out of crushed red velvet. That's a nightmare thing.
Oh, but hey, look!
Oh my god, you can't unsee this room!
Look, hey, there's a DVD player!
Oh, that's perfect!
That's awesome, you guys! Let's watch the movie on the TV!
I'm gonna sit down in the sex swing, okay? I brought...
Well, you know.
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
I've never seen that.
You guys ever seen this movie?
No. And I love, those...
I say yes.
I love those classic Universal movies, but I've never seen that one.
Yeah, this is one of my absolute favorites, and it's
I don't believe it!
Well, believe it, Doc Brown, because going back in time... It really is one of the few horror comedies that people seem to still love. It's from the fucking 40s, and there's really I don't know. There's very few horror comedies from any decade, really, that holds up, and people will really love this one. So
you mean, like, does it actually have, like, scary moments?
I mean, as scary as, like, some of those some of the Universal Monster movies are.
Absolutely not.
Well,
Abbott and Costello, come on.
You'll be frightened.
Let's...
Okay. But no, they never... I don't, well, whatever. But they do get back Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, I know. Really? I saw that just randomly a couple weeks ago, and I was so excited whenever we watched this movie at some point in the future, which I assume we would. And who knows, maybe we've even talked about it at some point. And I was just like, wow, I had no idea that he came back for this.
Yeah, that's this is crazy. The only time. Yeah, the only time he ever played Dracula besides for the original Dracula.
Mm-hmm. It's really crazy.
And it was like 17 years later, and when they tried to get him, they were like, I think he's dead. And then they looked him up, and they realized he was still alive.
That's great.
You know, he actually is still alive right now.
That's true. He's 158.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what year did this go? Like
49, I think, or 48?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Wow. Okay, well, so we can still make this a good Dizzy Ramblers Halloween Spooktacular, even if we can't deliver everything that we talked about.
That's true. That's
our friend may be dead, our venue might be different, but the heart and soul of Dizzy Ramblers still beats on. And we have a new heart and soul, too, within the Rambler pumpkin itself, which isn't it...
I mean, it's not all bad. We're in, like, the craziest, like, bestiality S&M room I've ever seen in my life.
Well...
In a fucking... castle. That's scary, but...
I don't think I can get back out from where I'm sitting because I'm pretty sure I'm stuck. My pants are cemented to whatever I just sat down on.
Yeah,
so speak for yourself.
I've never seen a mini fridge that was just full of horse tranquilizers. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I've sat on a chair, but I've never really sat in a chair like this.
I've never had a chair sit in me like this before.
Yeah, that seems... That's your... Yeah.
I picked the weirdest one automated. To sit down on. Mm. I think I was feeling Lady Gaga-ish, and I was like, I'll sit on the one that's shaped like a half...
Disco stick.
Half like a... Well, it's kind of like a disco stick. I thought it looked more like a half penis, half... Like a backside of a horse. But either way, it looked comfy. The pillow is nice, I'll say that much.
Yeah, these are nice pillows. And there's a lot of bean bags too everywhere.
I think the pillows might be the only thing that are clean.
Don't lay
in the
your
entire...
head on them though, because
everything's
you never,
sticky.
Yeah, you never know. Like I put a black light.
They feel okay. They feel. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Okay. Even
it's,
the pillows.
Oh, God, the pillow's
even
stuck
the pillow.
To his face. Look at that. No.
Now my Amanda Bynes like piercing is like going to have. It's going to be a huge mess. This is never going to come out.
I just think that speaks for the thread count, John.
This wig is nutso. Okay. I guess let's just...
Let's take it for whatever the hell we do.
Let's do, because let's make the best of this Halloween that we can. Everyone's had a disappointing...
Guys, I'm glad you showed up. I gotta say, I think my career in the catering is might be over.
I don't know, this is pretty fucking delicious.
Yeah, no.
This,
it is really good. It is really good, and I can't wait to get more.
Dabble a done with that.
Yeah, did you know that Robert De Niro, like, actually sold out before he made Meet the Parents? It was like a method thing for him.
Hey, you guys.
I didn't know that, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, I packed this bowl. So we're going to, like, I don't care what goes on in this room. We're going to smoke this room out. And no one will ever know. This is our little secret. There's no record of it at all. And even if there was a record, the Rambler Pumpkin would will it to not exist. And everything would be all right.
Well, we can do whatever we want tonight.
We can do whatever we want.
After this is over, we should really confront John about the weird relationship he has with that Rambler Pumpkin.
He's had his thumb up his ass all day.
It's black and wrinkled.
Yeah, it's very.
The pumpkin's always been this color. It's always been black, Jesse. Haven't you seen it before? It looks like the colors of a rainbow.
It's caving in, John. It's
putrid. You're caving in, Jesse. You and your putrid soul are caving in to the meager existence that you call life. You're about to. We should really watch this movie.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the only thing that might could save all our souls.
Anything that can make the pumpkin stop talking, I'm good for. Brett, yeah. Is there anything else we could possibly deliver?
No, I just want to get that pumpkin to stop making kissy faces.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see the Wolfman. I'm so excited to. I'm really excited to see the Wolfman again. The Wolfman doesn't have.
Lon Chaney Jr. is the Wolfman. Yeah.
Yeah. The Wolfman doesn't have a lot of sequels, so I'm excited to see him in this again. Mm.
This is the only person who ever played the Wolfman for Universal was Lon Chaney Jr.
Know that. That's great. Fuck yeah.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to take this for a spin.
Let's take it for a spin.
Let's take it for a spin, guys.
Tets like it for a schmin.
That's it.
Yeah. Right. Happy Halloween.
You've been listening to The Dizzy Ramblers, an Asbest Films production. We'll be right back after these messages.
This week's episode is sponsored by My Family's Home Cooking.
I think we deliver what other podcasts wouldn't.
Some balls.
some balls in your spaghetti.
Oh my god. My mom makes balls. The best meatballs. It really does. Right. Have you had my mom's meatballs, Brett?
I think I have, yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty. Everything your mom makes is real tasty.
She's good, yeah. I had compliments both my mother and my father on being good cooks. Manja! You're not gonna get any of it, audience, but I enjoy it, so fuck off.
Yeah, I get on it sometimes too. It's good home cooking.
Bet you wish you could have that.
What a movie.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Woo. That was a fun way to spend Halloween.
It was fun watching it in a mansion a lot like it, too.
It yeah. was, actually, with the big, yeah. like, it was knockers. Pretty
yeah, creepy. No, I loved when Abbott and Costello came across that room. It's just like the room we're in now.
Mm-hmm. They pulled on that, whatever the fuck, and went around the wall. And then yeah. there was, like, Dracula's sex dungeon.
It was creepy watching it in almost the place that the movie takes place, honestly. It made a hilarious movie terrifying.
We're a lot less touchy-feely, though. Our friendship is, like, a lot less hands-on.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we're all, like, really supportive and, like, you know, we're not afraid to, like, touch each other and give each other, like, a hug or whatever. But, like, man, they were just, like, heavy petting.
All, I mean, even outside of the sex dungeon, too. I mean, just all throughout the movie.
Yeah. Love. You can't hide love.
Mm-hmm. You know? Can you mop up with a mop and bucket? Sorry.
Yeah. Or Windex and
that's paper towel. That's murder.
What's that?
Actually, yeah. It's a fine line.
What's that, Rambler Pumpkin?
I think that pumpkin's stuck on John again for some reason. Yeah.
I liked it too.
The pumpkin like the movie?
It's so creepy.
Look at the
two of them. You guys gotta fill me in. What's going on? Watch John being all weird.
Puckered lips are just like all over
the,
his
The Rambler Pumpkin started to like transubstantiate into some sort of weird demonic being last week, and then it withered up and died. Yeah, no, afterwards it withered up and died once Richard got blown into the sun.
You serious, Cole?
And like, yeah, John's been like nursing it back to life.
Okay. Yeah, it's really upsetting.
Yeah, it is upsetting.
He's like feeding it like a mama bird.
So you're pretty much just like,
and it's turning head evil
at this point.
I don't know what you're talking about, Nathan Ross Murphy, but Rambler Pumpkin wants to get high, so I'm gonna put it in his little pumpkin mouth, and he's gonna
wait. John, do you hear that?
The Rambler Pumpkin is.
I don't have the Rambler Pumpkin saying help.
I don't hear anything but that the Rambler Pumpkin's sweet, sweet voice in my head telling me to kill Jesse.
The Rambler Pumpkin's asking for help.
That doesn't sound like the Rambler Pumpkin's normal voice, though.
No.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Normally the Rambler Pumpkin sounds more like a spooky narrator of sorts.
I always thought it was more like,
I always heard it like that dog that David Berkowitz heard.
I think we all heard the Rambler Pumpkin speak to us in different ways that meant just different things to us. Well, Nathan, maybe next year the Rambler Pumpkin will speak to you if you're still alive.
Well, I think
next
he just
year.
Did. Did you hear that thing? What the fuck was that?
I mean, I heard it. I don't know if it was directed at me.
It wanted help.
I hear a voice.
Someone's asking for help, guys. John, look in the pumpkin.
Yeah, for the love of God.
I mean, there's nothing in here but Richard's eyeballs.
There's bloody eyes! Earlier, it's like they're growing meat. Oh my god, they're forming a skull or something.
Is he reappearing inside the pumpkin?
Oh god, pull him out, he's gonna break that pumpkin.
No, it's impossible. The Rambler Pumpkin is incapable of resurrecting the dead.
Then what's happening then?
You can't. No, there's not. The Rambler Pumpkin
John,
is mine, and it can't
go.
Be used.
John, let the pumpkin go.
John,
Richard's coming back.
Let it go.
Oh, look! I can see his head. Oh, look! It's crawling out. He's got a tambourine. What the fuck?
He's going.
It's Richard A.
I have so many questions.
How is hell? Oh, man. Hot.
The Rambler Pumpkin just imploded of some sorts and just turned...
We got Richard back. Look at his motherfucking pumpkin.
I was wearing a t-shirt last week, and now it's, like, fucking cold. What happened?
Hey, Richard, I'm Nathan, by the way.
Hey, what's going on?
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, that was a hell of an entrance. How about that?
Well, you know, I was always told...
That was like an elephant birth.
Make an entrance, you know? Excuse me, let me wipe off some of this goo. Man!
How'd you come back from being shot into the sun?
Well, truth be told, I soft landed on the sun, just like Spock. If you ever go to the sun, let me tell you, there's a great bar up there called the Sunspot. It's awesome. 2-for-1 specials all day. My bartender, Matt, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah!
You see Freddy Krueger there?
Look, I promise I wouldn't say anything.
Freddy and I had some issues, okay?
I hear he wants it all!
Yeah. And you know what? Freddy doesn't know how to pay a tab, okay?
Oh, God. Did he start working as a, saucy waitress at the spot?
I did, kind of. That's for a minute. I had to pay my bar tab somehow. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really fucking hot in the sun, and the only thing that cools you down are tall boys.
At first I was upset, but all of a sudden I feel like such a weight off my shoulders. I feel like white inside. Like I feel like pure crystal energy. Like
that's actually just his radioactive cells that he brought back with him.
Richard gave me cancer.
It could be
pretty much. No, John, do you still want to kill
him? I think
not as much.
Well, that's good.
I miss the Rambler pumpkin though.
Yeah, well, looking at the withered remains of the Rambler pumpkin, it looks like
it's just like Cinderella all over again.
I mean, look. I think you're lifted of a curse. Like I think it was getting into your head.
Yeah, you seem like the regular John again.
Guess I'll put my tissues away and I'll dive back into this podcast we're doing, and Halloween is my day, so I guess I'll you know, pull my balls out of my crack for a night and try to get
it's a
some
Halloween miracle. What have you been saying? It's like we got Richard and John back.
My pumpkin.
Are you excited that your new birthday is like Halloween?
Zoned out again.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. I'm just kind of wondering. So
it's great to have you back, Richard.
Where am I now? I
thought you're in the Uncle Trickster,
Rich Uncle Trickster,
Rich Uncle Trickster, spooky Victorian Gothic haunted submarine cock shaped castle.
Yeah,
we're underwater.
I know you're looking forward to the pyramid.
The pyramid was pretty creepy. I mean, that place is fucking.
The pyramid did not work out. Oh yeah, you didn't hear, Richard. Jesse sprung up and spoiled the news that, or maybe you were around. I don't even know anymore. I don't know what's
happening. I was here, but I was, you know.
Yeah. You were on your way out at that point.
I just was hoping it was a prank. I mean, you know.
Yeah. A typical prank by Jesse.
Yeah, you know.
You don't like
Halloween
to show
pranks.
Up and ruin parties.
Jesse does like to show up and ruin parties to mix it up and especially ruin parties.
Yeah, well, yeah. You gotta have a hobby.
What are the anchovies? Is this really, this is what the hors d'oeuvres are here?
At Trickster's Castle.
God damn it, Trickster. Yeah.
You're talking to the guy right there.
All
right,
what the fuck, bro? Because I definitely brought those.
Oh!
Nathan's doing catering, actually.
Yeah.
No, these are cool.
Well, it's okay. I quit, actually.
No, these are cool.
Ago, so you can
these are cool. No.
And it was his first time.
It was my first time. No, bro. I totally ate some of the... Oh,
it was
God.
My second time getting food poisoning. I think those deviled eggs. Yeah, those deviled eggs.
How was the cream?
Yeah, the cream was just cream.
Did I hear somebody mention cream?
Oh, God, they found
it. That guy forced it on me.
What?
I've got plenty of cream ready to go. You guys just let me know if you need any of that cream.
I mean, I wish...
Let's go find the other ghouls and...
Yeah, I wish you'd shut the fuck up, Ice Cream Man. Did somebody say wish?
They found us. I can't believe it. We evaded it for so long. We watched the entire movie and had the volume pumped up like in Trickster surround sound SMN theater.
Tricks?
No!
Parties! Oh, sucks out of nowhere.
I think I'm good.
John's puking in rage.
Oh. Give me alcohol. I need alcohol.
I've never seen anybody puke that much solid ever.
I love fresh.
Who's the anchovies?
Literally no liquid in that throw-up, by the way. It was pure solid. What was that?
I ate over 70 anchovies during the movie.
It looked like peat moss.
And they kind of, I think they wrapped around each other and they were linked together and just came out in one solid rope-like current.
That's amazing. I mean, not even any, that's amazing.
So I hear your in-flight movie on your trip to the sun was Abbott Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yeah, you know, not a bad little film.
Yeah, we just watched it ourselves.
Wait, what?
Yeah, not
really.
I mean, did you watch anything else while you're on the sun?
No, you get really bad reception.
Probably a lot of porn,
so,
right?
I mean, really, you're right in line for this podcast.
That's so crazy. That's so amazing. Could that have been the Rambler Pumpkin magic?
Oh, I sure hope
not. What are the coincidences?
Like, the Rambler Pumpkin had one final trick up its sleeve.
Life is really weird, you guys.
So are you, I really don't understand, are you actually, how did you come out of the pumpkin?
Are you Buddhist now?
How did I come out of the pumpkin? I don't know. I mean, I just kind of birthed me out of the
pumpkin.
Are you
you like a satanic doppelganger made by the pumpkin? Is that what's going on?
You never know. Stick around.
I mean, that way. I mean,
I'll keep an eye on you.
Stick around. You never know.
Are you the real Richard, or has Ben Reilly the real Richard? Which one of you is the real Richard?
When Arnold Schwarzenegger got cloned, you could see in his lip there's a dot, right?
Right.
That's how they tell clone from person.
Well, here, look into my eyes.
Same right? Way for Paul McCartney.
There's a turtle walking across the desert.
Clone quiz.
It's on its back for some reason or something. I just want to put it on its back. Jesse, you know the whole thing. Go for it.
Alright, it's your birthday. Someone gives you a capskin wallet. He's a clone. Totally clone. Wow.
Although, I can't really verify that the original Richard wasn't a clone either.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's a good point. It's probably turtles all the way down.
Nobody checked his lip.
I know Richard. Point,
I'm just glad to have some Richard back.
I know it was the real Richard up until the point he cut his hair, and then I don't know what happened.
Destroy Superman.
Boom. What?
You've been exposed to blue kryptonite.
Sorry.
That's what it is.
Blue kryptonite? I barely know him.
That sounds like
that's Richard.
Sounds like a trickster joke.
Richard's a
trickster.
Right?
I mean, what's the difference?
The trickster.
A lot.
The
trickster.
There's a lot. Well,
what about this
room just got pretty packed. Movie. This room just got...
Yeah, what about this movie that we all saw that was very strange? You know, was the movie that inspired Fred Dekker to do Monster Squad.
No.
That's cool.
Really?
He was a huge Abbott and Costello fan. He was a huge Universal Monster fan. And then when this movie came out, it was like,
he jacked off a lot.
Yeah. His little brain went nuts. And he clearly kept this all the way through because... I mean, the plot of Monster Squad is basically Dracula resurrecting Frankenstein and then the other monster, so...
But did you ever think about, is that just a lie your parents told you at night to get you to fall asleep?
I'm not sure how that would help you, John.
No, that lie my parents told me was always, we love you, honey.
I'm glad to have seen this movie. Like, it's full of, like, pop culture references and gems that I've, you know, seen in cartoons and, you know, just other shows.
It's what you might call a fun movie.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can say this. This is my first real exposure to Abbott Costello. No, but I'm not a big fan, I don't think.
What's there to be a fan of?
You should be pretty annoyed by them.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'd much rather have seen
Laurel and Hardy.
Three Stooges. Larry Moe and Shemp, or Larry Moe and Curly.
Well, the famous Larry Moe and Shemp.
Yes.
What you're talking about is devolved comedy, I think, you know, from your perspective.
I like the duo routine, and I like things about it, but I didn't think the two of them were that funny themselves.
Yeah.
Based on my limited Abbott and Costello experience.
I like the situations, though. I just love the whole, like, crazy castle and, like, all the, you know, everyone's running
around.
Actually,
I take that back. I did think it was funnier. Brett, you're like, evil now. I don't know what's going on.
I am. It's evil Brett. Like, I like the movie, but I didn't love the main characters.
Well, I did. I loved them. I couldn't get enough.
I grew up with this movie and definitely just love both those characters. And it's kind of like...
Me too.
It's more of a vaudeville style, and I feel like... It could easily be annoying, definitely, especially if you're not, like, accustomed to it or, like, really ready for it, because they're both, like...
Or just a stick in the mud.
I wasn't just, like, hating them, but I did find, Costello to be a little bit much.
Mm.
I find you to be a little bit much, Brett.
That dude was pulling some mad poon, though.
They were all gay. Like, they were all obviously gay men. And then, but Costello pulled in these two women, and, like, they were gonna have, like, some orgy.
Well, because one was
he wanted to make his boyfriend jealous.
He wanted to make his boyfriend jealous, sure.
And then Dracula
was trying
to use...
What did the other girl want him for?
I don't know.
That's okay.
If it feels this good getting used, use me up. Are you kidding me? When the hell else is somebody like Lou Costello gonna pull two chicks that look like that?
Yeah,
I
know.
I mean, in 1940, whatever this 48. Was, 48.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
I mean, come on.
Supposedly,
that was like your freaking. That was like Scarlett Johansson and I don't know, Rihanna or something.
And you guys are both saying that they looked old, or that chick looked old. But I guarantee you, those girls were probably like in their mid 20s or something like that.
No way.
Every old movie,
they were 40.
No, every single old movie. 30,
dude, I'm putting 37. It down. No.
I say 20.
They were right before the wrinkles set.
I saw
wrinkles like trying to pop out at me, Sam.
They make young people look really old in these movies. I guarantee those are people in like their early 30s.
I'd say like 29.
I think like pre-wrinkles on them.
No, not like that. But I mean,
these things were mapped out, Sam. I was looking at them.
Let's look it up then.
Yeah.
Wait, Rambler challenge.
Rambler challenge.
challenge, Rambler challenge. What are you gonna do?
The blonde. The blonde.
You got it.
So it should be pretty easy because there's only like 36. I want to hear those
ages.
She's 38.
38
The brunette is 41 years old.
Is that what she said? 29?
You say 41?
I'll say 41.
I said 29.
I'll say that. For the brunette?
Yeah.
41 for the brunette, really?
I'll go 31.
Wow.
41 versus 31.
Wow.
I'll say 29 on both.
In this corner, we have Nathan Ross Murphy with 41 and 38. In this corner, we have Sam with 29 and 31.
If they're in their 20s, I mean, that's going to really scare
One of them was 30.
30! 30 years old.
Which one is she?
Ding, ding, ding!
I just not believe in violence back then.
Angela?
Wait, blonde or brunette?
Oh, no, sorry, that's the wrong one. Sandra.
Sandra was the brunette?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, you were off by a year. You got it.
Jeez, I was off by a decade.
Rambler!
Bless their heart.
That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the cinematographer.
Like, blonde was?
No, I love it. The blonde's 33.
Hey.
Wow.
Woo!
Hey, man. They look at a rough time.
Without going over. He's our showcase.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be his host.
Well, Nathan.
Hey, all right, if you guys have a dunce cap.
Suck his dick. No, you get suck his dick.
That's how
it is. Abbott Costello night. All right.
Yeah, it's Abbott Costello night in the Trickster's cast.
Yeah, that was probably like the first openly gay leading character movie ever released. Yeah, definitely. It really opened up a lot of roads. Can we get out of this room? Like, the Trickster's balls are practically on my face. Like, it's hot in here. I didn't think I could be hot tonight because it was so cold outside.
I've gotten on long enough without commenting on the fact that those fucking three monsters have just been standing in the corner staring at us with ghoulish smiles on their faces the entire time. Like, that's so creepy.
I actually kind of like it. I feel secure.
Yeah, they're kind of like gargoyles.
Very safe. But yeah.
Well, it's kind of like how Dracula stood up. It's kind of like how Dracula just stood up against the wall in the movie and no one could see him. Like, he was just, he held up his...
Super shy, man. It took him a while to... New environment. He was the new kid in class.
He was a chameleon. Sure. He just blended in, and no one saw him as like a real Clark Kent type thing. He just had to go with it.
He's really worried about what other people think, and you can see that in his eyebrows.
Does anybody have a jacket on them? I mean, I'm still wearing my like tank top from the sun.
Nathan actually does have a jacket.
Have multiple jackets.
Awesome. Hey, yeah. Hey man, thanks. That's really warm. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Now give him the jacket.
I do what I can.
Who said chivalry was dead?
That sun, man.
Whew. All right, I'm going to climb through this ventilation shaft and see where it leads me.
Why not?
See you later.
That was
hey,
nice.
Guys, look,
nice
it's the Trickster's photo album. Check it out. Whoa!
What the hell just happened?
I don't know what just happened.
Whoa! Oh my gosh, these ceilings are not made to support human weight. Oh my gosh, where's Brett?
I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm just gonna pull on this thing in this bookcase.
Is that lever?
I don't know. Yeah,
don't pull that lever.
What? Don't pull the lever. Woo!
He just did a Freddy from Freddy's Dead and just like wooed away.
Okay, the other side of the wall, I can still hear you, but I'm still gonna walk away.
Wow. Okay, Jesse, put your fingers where they don't belong and find that trap door.
I don't know, man. I think I'll look behind this grandfather clock and...
Jesse...
I slid down a chute.
Sam, did you get out of the wall?
Did you poke your head through?
Did you poke your head through the hole in the wall over there?
Yeah, sorry.
Did he?
That mirror turns around and Sam can poke his head through. That's awesome.
It's kind of like laughing, actually.
Spinning inside the mansion.
Whoa, you guys, this wall spins. For Sam and Jesse.
It's a treadmill.
What's a wall spin?
I don't know.
It's Oliver Stone's like riveting prequel to Wall Street.
Oh. I thought it was like a Stargate.
It starred Daryl Hannah and...
Daryl Hannah. She's been a huge whore lately.
What?
Who? Who has been?
Daryl Hannah. Daryl Hannah all of a sudden. Now.
I would have sex with her 30 years ago.
Well, yeah, when she was a mermaid.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine she looks very good now. She probably looks closer to a meth head than she does, like, a hot...
She's had some work.
Yeah.
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 Trickster, where is everybody in your wacky fucking castle?
Oh, I believe they might have found some of the clue-like
trapdoors and entrances. It's full of them.
Am I the only one in this room listening to this guy right now? Nobody can.
I mean, yeah, none of us ever listen to fucking Trickster. Oh, hey, John. We don't give a shit about.
Man, I wish Sam was back here.
Why is that, Brett? Why wouldn't you want Sam to be back when we're all here?
Because like we can all talk on the podcast, and Sam's fucking off somewhere, and I think
he's probably jerking off, which is what he wants to be doing. He wants to be alone.
Slid down like in front of a clock or something.
Jesse's probably in smack dab in the middle between two whores right now. Where he wants to be.
Well, I wish they were here with some whores
that are 30 and 33 years old.
30 years old. Mm-hmm.
I said I wish they were here with some whores.
What was that?
Somebody say
it was voodoo. Wish.
Yes, I did. You've been treating me so well in the past. Go, Wishmaster.
I shall grant you whatever you want. No strings attached.
That's what I want to hear. Halloween night, baby. All right.
You want a Halloween night, baby? John is pregnant.
Yes.
Oh God, no.
Any other wishes?
I wish John had a successful birthing of this child 9 months from now, and that Jesse was right here with a couple whores, and Sam was right here with a couple whores.
I wish I could go back in time before I ever had the baby and abort the child.
One wish at a time, right now.
You're actually right there at that exact point that you're talking about. You're at the ideal abort time. It's
you're starting in your second trimester.
Hey, I don't like to brag, but the Rambler Pumpkin kind of gave me a couple of things. So, hey, John.
No baby anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
Richard has the magical infinity abortion tambourine.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't know what happened, but yeah, it was.
Legend tells that the infinity abortion tambourine can abort any child anywhere just by a wave of its musical cue.
You like to grant wishes, Richard?
That's incredible.
It's not so much wishes. It's just random strokes of Rambler Pumpkin magic.
Well, hey, man, you gotta hit the hospital. Up, you know, save a bunch of trouble.
I don't know what just happened.
Jesse's make a lot back of dudes with two
whores.
Hey! Sam's back with two whores.
It's a blonde and a
brunette.
The whores are Brett and John. That's the Wishmaster twist.
Well, you know.
Well, it's still a blonde and a brunette.
Well, it's good to have you back. Where were you guys?
Well, I was actually just jacking off.
Okay. Yes, called it.
Like, I went behind that wall, and I can still hear you guys, and I probably could have still been on it, but I was like, well, there's a hallway over here.
Did you get nervous when you heard me, like, wishing you would be back?
No, yeah, I did. I heard that really in my head, actually.
I couldn't help but notice you were only gone, like, 3 to 4 minutes.
To answer your question, yes, I did.
That's probably felt like 100 years, though.
For me. I mean,
no, it was a brief respite from this.
In Inception. Who did you think of? Or did you look at it?
Probably the Trickster's pussy lips.
In a matter of minutes.
I was jacking off on the old
Jeff. A whole fucking lifetime.
That 40-year-old brunette from this movie that we just watched.
Well, 30 years old.
I believe I won a Rambler challenge with that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I guess. Let me know what I owe you later.
Can we seriously get out of this room?
The sex
room? Why are we in
wished
this room?
Me back to the sex room?
Let's all get out of here.
Where were you at?
I was in the basement.
What
I mean,
was down
was,
there?
Well, it was dark and spooky.
Was it cool?
No, it was awesome. The room I was in had this hole, and it just, like, led to the basement, and I was just, like, jacking off on Jesse.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, you guys
that was
you guys
a mob.
You guys this party to the basement and
check
that
out? Yeah, those were cobwebs.
Or should we explore?
Do you really want to go to the basement?
There's not much down there. There are a couple of sex dolls and a mop, though.
Okay, well, I guess that pretty much is all I need, then. Yeah, I'm down to move.
There was a lot. There was a long hallway of like corridors.
There were a lot of doors.
Yeah, so many doors.
Let's explore, guys.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Like this room's like smelly.
Wait, are we doing Dungeons and Dragons again? Is Mike McCarthy gonna pop out with his notebook of Wizard Master?
Nathan just tried a door and left.
Nathan.
Wow.
All right. Well, screw.
Let's find a different door.
All right. Let's find our own door.
All right.
Bathroom. Bathroom.
Why are there so many bathrooms?
Yeah, this guy's like, what the hell?
This one's weird. It's got, like, there's like a giant freezer unit. Hold on.
Really strange.
I don't know what that was. Wow. There's like pork and like sausages.
Chicken necks.
Pickles.
Yeah. There's like
cans of Vienna sausages.
It's like links and links and yards of sausages just like hung up together.
Yeah.
That's really creepy. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, no, that's really creepy. Oh,
shit. All right, let's get out of here.
Guys, check this room out. It's like an exact replica of the room from Brain Scan.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's like Edwin Furlong's room.
Hey, look at this. You know, I remember this was the only thing I remembered about this movie is how cool this room was.
Yeah, look at this chair.
You should steal that Aerosmith poster.
Oh, dude, yeah, no, I'm already on it. It's in my backpack.
You know what I feel like doing? I feel like listening to country music right now. I mean, yeah. Right?
Right? There's nothing like...
maybe the real Richard never came back. Music. The real Richard never really did come back.
I mean, Trickster's all less than country music, right?
Probably.
Oh, I'd rather gouge out my eyes, boys.
All right. Found us again.
Nathan,
what was in your door?
Yeah, where'd you go to?
We found was
a weird freezer.
We're out
there's
together.
One thing I've learned, guys, is that you can't put all your faith in the party. Sometimes you gotta... be the party.
Aren't you the caterer?
You've got to do the work. Well, yeah, but I quit that.
Nathan just, like, magically manifested beer out of nowhere.
I helped him. It was the Trickster's idea.
Trickster, where'd you come from, you bastard?
I'm always around.
We were just, like, kind of, you know, touring the place and all. We didn't mean to disappear on you, you know. Like,
I see you found the brain scan room, boys.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would.
All right. This brain scan room sucks now that the Trickster's here. Let's go to another room.
Okay.
No, not with the Trickster. Let's everyone else
trickster,
go to another
you
room.
Stay in your room.
Oh.
Here,
I wish that we could tour this house without the Trickster following us around.
Oh, I don't want to tour this. Not again.
You don't want the Trickster to be following you around, Jonathan. He should be following Wall inside you.
The Trickster's did it. The Trickster's gonna be a tiny little version of himself inside you, I guess.
Okay. Why does he keep putting stuff in
gross.
John? First a baby, now the Trickster?
That was a good try,
John. It's coming from inside of me.
But I know where you're going. It's traveling time!
Oh man, that was cool. That was much better than Freddy's Dead.
Yeah.
You guys can wait to like bring me back like around Thanksgiving or something when I could have like had a plate of food or.
Oh, you're good, man.
I mean, we're right here
cream ball.
There
were
animals. It's a Halloween show. I'm in the Trickster's castle. We're hanging out with Trickster and
Wishmaster.
It's
the environment, isn't it?
Stuff, and I mean, you know.
You guys, I just want to say that these last few weeks.
Oh my God.
Have meant the world to me. And I couldn't have done it without all of you, each and every week.
Are you going to blow yourself into the sun?
Actually, I was pretty shadily trying to, like, not hang out with you guys. And I came to this party.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, we haven't really
we're answering our texts.
But, I guess that's... Why would I bring that up, also?
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that.
Because he just doesn't care.
I'm just drunk and awkward, I guess.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I think we've all had quite a few drinks tonight, and the feeling's really coming out. And it's starting to get really personal in this spooky mansion. I don't even know. I don't know. Where are we right now? We're in a library of some sorts, all of a sudden.
Every single
book we just wandered through.
Just hollowed out and full of... pictures of the Trickster trading cards that I think they couldn't sell when brain scan tanked.
And children.
Here's a book just
he found a classy way to store them.
Here's a book full of like Trickster nudes. Like a like
I think it's a whole God, why did you show me that?
Here, Jesse. For your material to use later on.
I mean,
if
the world knew all this Trickster memorabilia was out there ready to pollute their minds, like what
That's crazy. Like I can't believe the rare opportunity we have to like be around all this stuff. Like full size Trickster dolls.
They're all copyrighted Trickster Enterprises on the back. That's
how
really
does
weird.
He even afford this kind of place?
It's his Uncle Trickster.
It's his rich
Uncle Trickster's castle. Yeah, so that's where they were diving into Trickster's house.
So his uncle's.
I don't know of any like
of
poor goals. Like you can't be a goal if you're poor, you know.
So I guess. I guess it's actually his uncle who's the fan.
Wow, this is the creepiest place I've ever been.
Oh, gross.
In fact, I really wish I was in the pyramid instead.
Don't worry.
I would rather hang out with the ghost of the pyramid.
So wait, this is Uncle have that S&M room?
I guess so.
Guys, I guess it runs in the family.
I kind of feel bad for the trickster.
Guys, the books are getting closer.
It's taking a spooky turn.
No, the books are getting closer. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's go to the library.
Let's book it.
That's the scariest thing of all. Just like how they're rebooting Murder, She Wrote with Octavia Spencer.
That's the worst idea ever. That's so stupid.
Oh, who cares? I mean, what? Your grandparents are calling and writing letters to CBS? I mean, who fuck cares?
Sam's a huge
Murder, She Wrote will be off the air in 3 episodes.
It will.
Nobody cares.
That's what they said about Hawaii 5-0.
But that's actually good.
I mean, maybe Octavia Spencer's this generation.
I mean, who cares about Angela Murder, She Wrote?
I love it.
I wasn't joking, you really know.
I've seen the first 3 seasons. It's a lot of seasons. This is like 12.
We only made it through season 1 of Diagnosis Murder.
Murder, She Wrote reminds me of
dad's
my grandmother.
It's no, Diagnosis Murder we watched and it was so bad that we had to keep watching it because it was just hilarious. Yeah. Like, Dick Van Dyke's on roller skates.
What?
Murder, like, literally, in like multiple episodes of the first season, he roller skates around the hospital.
No. Murder, She Wrote was like that depressing time in TV where I'm a kid and I want to stay up, but you know, I didn't have cable, so there was no good shows.
Mm.
They were kind of like Mama's Family and then that fucking hell of a show, Murder, She Wrote, and it was like just a very depressing, very real moment for me as a child, you know?
I never watched Murder, She Wrote as a child.
Well, I saw it off and on. I'll tell you one thing about it. I saw it, my now-deceased grandmother, R.I.P., watched it, and I remember in particular watching an episode that I later watched with Sam, the Headless Horseman Halloween episode.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And, like, Richard, yeah, that's a classic.
Can we go to, like, the kitchen or whatever? Or wherever?
Yeah, where's the food?
Maybe let's do that.
Where's the food? Yeah, no, let's check it out and make some sandwiches in this spooky place.
Here, I'm going to pull on this book right here, and it'll bring us there, I bet. If I know the trickster, then I'm pretty sure.
If you know the trickster,
what?
Whatever.
Called?
This whole room just revolved into the kitchen. That's amazing.
That was Sexual Positions with Dogs. That book I just pulled on.
So
just hanging out on the
while we're talking about this.
Alone.
Hey, while we're talking about the Headless Horseman,
and while we're traveling down this tube.
Whoa!
We're there, I guess.
Yeah. Yep, this is the kitchen. So let's all go around and just name our favorite Halloween episode of a TV show.
Oh, good question.
I might have to have a minute on that
one. Yeah, no, I'm hitting up the fridge right now. I'm going to start making a sandwich.
Yeah, let's make some sandwiches while we think about it.
Make some sandwiches while we think about this. I mean, that's...
It's not traveling time yet. Stay tuned for more.
Are you as big a Dizzy Ramblers fan as I am? I'm Jerry Goldberg, and I spend my days writing the Dizzy Ramblers my most erotic stories. I know you have a sexy story to tell, and the Dizzy Ramblers want to hear every sensual detail. Just go to asbestfilms.com/ramblersforum. You can request a topic, let us know what you think, or just say hi. After all, what do you have to lose?
They're so good. They're so good.
Like, I've already got like 4 layers on this. This is gonna be a triple stacker. This is gonna be a tower.
Hey, did you guys hear that
really
story
about? I don't know.
I heard some guy talking about this house being buried on like an ancient Indian burial ground or
this
something.
This house was buried under it.
It was buried under the ancient Indian burial ground.
Place to put a house.
It's like a Jamaica.
We're underground right now.
Buried under.
We're all underground. This mansion, the mansion on top of it, was just a decoy. We've actually been underground the whole time.
Oh my god, this place is really weird.
Well, I don't think you're bothering them. I don't think you're going to be haunted by them if you're under them. I think that's the whole thing. If you're above. If you're dead, you don't like anything to be above you, right?
Yeah.
I think that's how
it works, right?
Dinosaur fossils, but
totally cool.
Why would that bother you?
Okay. And moles, maybe?
Totally cool if it's below you. It's the.
Why would that bother you, though? If you never know when you want to get out,
you know, I think it's just. I don't know why it pisses
me. For some reason, it's
for the resurrection.
I'm not. Yeah, I know.
But it seems like that's the perfect spot to stand when you're, like, mourning somebody. Like, it's right on top of their.
Well, not if they're the ones that, like, shoot you and steal your land.
Actually, if you think about it, we're probably above dead people right now. I mean, holy shit.
Wow.
Do you see that website, you guys? Do you guys see that website where you can look up people if someone's died in your house?
No.
Yeah, that's amazing. I want that website right now.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It costs $11.99 to do it.
Really? Your house is like a spot.
I could just call Maisie for free. She probably knows.
Where's a website that tells you if you think about it, like right now, somebody has died in this vicinity. Mm. Has to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
The house is like built around it. That's a new kind
especially
of
actually in the
I mean, people have died all over this fucking place.
Considering what a not threatening character Trickster is, do you think anyone's died in the Trickster's mansion?
Well, this is his uncle's mansion, and who knows how? I mean, he has that weird S&M room. I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I bet you people have been violated and raped probably in this place, but never actually killed.
Well, I hope no one dies tonight.
You're
gonna fucking kill
us. I'm gonna
us.
Be the first to go ahead and say it. I mean, as a rambler, I love you guys, but I kind of hope there's a couple.
One of us
deaths.
Dies?
A couple? They said a couple, not one of
us. No, it's the Halloween special. There needs to be a little death.
Oh man, I'm gonna do the Halloween hop on your Halloween curb stomp, you Brett, if you're trying to threaten
I don't know
what's going
so...
on.
Come on.
I mean, you never know what
guess,
kind
you
of turn these.
Back.
Hey, once your name comes out of the pumpkin, it goes right back in. You've got equal share opportunity just like the rest of us.
I die every episode.
Favorite Halloween episode of a TV show? Come
I
on.
Mean, it would have to be, if I mean, the Treehouse of Horror would be a really strong contender for The Simpsons.
So which one? I mean, there's been like 25 of them.
Season 6, Treehouse of Horror 5 is my favorite. It's the one with the Shining parody with the time-traveling toaster and the one where they eat the kids at the school. I think it's like the bloodiest and the most disturbing by far. And it's my favorite movie parody as well, that Shining one.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Brett?
The Simpsons is like one of my favorite things in the world, but I don't want to say Treehouse of Horror or pick one out at this point. And what's jumping to my mind right now is the community episode with the zombie invasion where Abba's on the whole time.
Yeah, it's an incredible one.
There's a lot of classic Halloween episodes for me. Live action, I mean, I feel like there's a bunch. But the first two that my mind go to are definitely Peanuts Halloween and Scooby-Doo Haunted Horseman of Halloween episode. Love both of those.
What would you say, Nathan?
I don't watch TV like that.
You saw some TV as a kid, right?
Yeah, I used to watch like shows as a kid, but I don't remember any of them.
Oh.
It's not Lost Halloween special?
Nathan, did something scare you so badly that you repressed it and now you don't want to talk about it?
Yes. The Full House Halloween special.
It's okay to tell us. It's okay.
Well, the movie. Sister. I watched like TV when I was a kid, but dude, I was outside all the time. I don't remember shit from TV, really.
Well, sorry, we're so lame, Nathan.
It's not at all. I was just a movie guy. Like, TV was... I liked my TV, but... I never watched anything like, you know, I don't know.
I can respect that, Nathan, but I also really liked the first Bob's Burgers Halloween
Ooh.
Special.
Oh, that was a good one.
Where the kids go trick-or-treating by themselves for the first time.
Yeah.
It made me think of being.
Was there ever
a good one too?
Was there ever a good home movies Halloween episode? I can't remember.
I don't recall a Halloween one. Surely there was one.
Probably.
I'm gonna give a strong shout out to the Garfield Halloween.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was gonna say my favorite is the Garfield.
That's surprising.
Only because when I was a kid, man, like I mean, I watched all the Garfield specials. I watched the Garfield and Friends TV show and all that. But man, the Halloween special with the ghost pirates, that was actually pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, that animation's really scary.
The animation's really terrific, actually, and it's pretty creepy. Like, I think they went all out. And my second choice, which I'm sure you guys are probably a little too young to remember, the I think it was Different Strokes.
The Bicycle Man episode where that kid gets molested.
No, but I do remember that one. I do vividly remember that one. No, there's one where they go to a haunted house.
Ooh.
And I remember a candle flew across the room and, like, all this other stuff happened. So that was, that'd be my second choice. But the Garfield Halloween was totally, that was totally a creepy. In fact,
that's awesome.
To
I like
day,
that one.
It still creeps me out.
I like watching that one. I can't believe no one said the Boy Meets World Halloween special.
Oh, that's
Jennifer
actually a great one. Yeah, that's a really good one where they all get they're all getting murdered the entire time. It's really bloody.
And then they all just like Bukkake, Jennifer Love Hewitt at the end. Like,
yeah,
all...
I forgot.
Hey, here's a question for you, John.
That.
Okay.
Was one of the Buffy episodes where they're in the haunted house? Was that a Halloween episode?
Really? The one where Anya's dressed as a bunny?
Bunny, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. That's an honorable mention.
That is.
I like
yeah.
that one a lot.
Nobody mentioned the Smallville Halloween episode where they were vampires and...
Or yeah, with the classic vampire episode, the classic Harvest yeah. episode yeah. where they go to that weird town and they get the sacrificed. Weird,
worst, the Harvest episode was not bad.
Is that where they watched
the I kind of like that one, but the vampire episode was the worst.
That's one of the worst.
Oh, it's the worst ever.
One of the worst.
In fact, watching the commentaries on there, they even say that the writers even go, yeah, this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I wish there was a better Smallville Halloween episode, but I think they're all pretty bad, probably.
Yeah, they are.
Can I? My answer is just going to be Tales from the Crypt. I feel like that was a Halloween episode.
Yeah, sure. In fact, last Halloween. That's how I spent my Halloween. I watched Tales from the Crypt episodes.
That's perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'd watched all of the horror movies up until then. So right. On Halloween Day came, and I was like, "Fuck it, Tales from the Crypt." That was a great show.
See, my biological dad. I go stay with him, and he had cable. I didn't, you know, so I'd.
Yeah.
Freaking stay up on myself.
Oh, yeah.
Freak myself out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get so scared before I went to bed and then just lay there with all the lights on and try to go to sleep, you know.
That's my fondest memories of watching all that stuff was from cable. I remember being a kid and, I mean, I think almost, in fact, I don't know that I ever saw Friday the 13th in the movie theater, but I watched all of them on Cinemax, HBO, mm-hmm. whatever, and then you watch most of the Nightmare on Elm Streets, and then you watch... Tales from the Crypt, and then at the same time there was Tales from the Dark Side, and then there was the Friday the 13th series, which was actually, I don't know, I enjoyed it, and there was all kinds of like horror stuff on TV back in the day, and
yeah.
I just remember being a kid, staying up late and watching all that stuff, and just being like, oh my god, this is crazy! You
know? That's
like,
pretty cool.
Yeah, and now, like, there's not really... I mean, really, there's not any of that kind of stuff going on now.
Well...
American Horror Story.
I mean, you got American Horror Story.
To
I mean,
to
I guess horror. There's that, and then there's...
And you got... A lot of people would say...
Walking Dead. Which I love Walking Dead.
I don't love Walking Dead. I want to come out as an adamant...
I liked it when it started, and they need new writers. There's
they changed around so much. They need to keep one director and one or two,
that's
you know,
like anchors. There's no story. There's zero story.
But
there.
No. I don't know about that. They're over our... But it's just... Each season is too long. They should all be as short and as tight as the first season, and then they'd be good.
Yeah. Think about the
I don't know.
No, I think
Masters of Horror was the last horror show that really got me excited.
Masters of Horror is the only one I like recently. I haven't seen True Blood or Walking Dead.
I have gotten really into True Blood, but it's hardly horror. It's more like tongue-in-cheek.
It's very soap opera.
Sexy. It's very stylized.
Man, that sandwich is so good. I'm gonna go take a look in that fridge and make something else.
Yeah, dude, you totally should.
Oh, man.
There's a weird thing in the back of that fridge, like a hole or something.
I mean, this fridge looks like it could go on forever. I think I'm gonna check it out. Let me see.
Go check that out. See if Jack Nicholson's
is there anything
back
good in there. I think the door is shut behind it.
Man, there's all sorts of shit in here.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right, well.
You can see back here.
This is a pretty good kitchen too. So
this is a delicious kitchen. I've been licking every single like surface.
It's pretty good. I mean, really, it's way more than I would have expected from the trickster's crazy uncle.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm about to finish off Nathan's delicious brain punch. It's really lasts me throughout the night.
Hey, thanks, man. I've been paying attention. Nobody's been drinking shit.
I drank a lot of it, but now it's just a solid glob of brain.
Nah, it's okay. I'm the next caterer.
Well, some of it seems to have congealed.
I got paid beforehand.
Okay.
Was it Trickster Bucks, though?
I'm a very shallow person. Let me tell you, it wasn't a lot of money.
Take the Trickster Bucks and run. That's your motto, huh? Well, at least you showed up. Here,
I think they're called Trickster
Bucks. You guys showed up. And
Nathan, are you about to fall through a trap door?
No, what are you talking about? I'm about to just open this plank.
Oh, well, Nathan's gone.
Wow!
I don't understand why.
Well, it's cold in this room. I think I found something.
I think Nathan found something.
There's a lot of frozen party guests in here.
What?
Yeah, a bunch of
frozen party guests.
Wow.
Frozen party guests? Wow. Frozen party guests, yeah. Looks like they're maybe got lost in the this house.
Like cryogenically or like dead meat?
That's a little disconcerting.
Well, they're on hooks. They are hanging on hooks.
Guys, they're on hooks.
They're hanging on hooks.
What kind of... Oh my god, this is a crazy place.
Well, it looks like they just got lost, though.
What kind of fucking party?
What's got his iPhone here stuck and it's still in his hand? Let me check it out. Whoa!
Oh, God!
Oh, I heard it.
2005 iPhone. This guy's obviously dead.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Nobody has that phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This place is crazy.
It's been dead for a while.
Yeah, those, I mean...
I don't know.
This phone doesn't even have Siri.
This is freaking me out. I don't know what's going on.
He's been dead for a good time.
Hey, wait. Didn't the trickster say that he'd done these parties before?
Did he? I don't know.
Are you panicking?
Yeah. I am panicking. I don't know what's going on.
I'm having a freak out.
I'm having a freak out.
Richard, whatever you do, don't jump out that huge window right over there.
This is crazy. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry, guys. Thank you for bringing me back. But you know what? This is freaking me out. I can't stand this anymore. Oh my God, there's a window over here. I'm jumping out the window.
No,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't
no,
you gave you
no.
life and you're just taking it away from yourself.
No,
the pumpkin died for you, Richard.
I gotta.
The pumpkin.
No, window, window.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wow, what a fall! I can't believe his last word was window.
And here I thought we were underground. And underwater, I thought too.
He fell into an underground
somehow. This place would be a great casino.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Hold on a second. Richard's shouting up from the depths. Or the top, or something like
that. Hey, guys!
Yes, Richard.
Yeah. It's weird out here, but I'm going to swim to the top, and I just got a text. There's, like, a way more happening party going on, so...
Aww.
Yeah, I'll see you guys, like, next month or something.
All right, Richard. Well, thanks for spending Halloween October month with the Dizzy Ramblers.
Richard A. Lester, author of The Checkout. Find it on where
it is. Hey, yeah, tell everybody to buy my book. I'm going to be hanging out at this other party. If anybody wants to come, there's going to be chicks and booze and stuff.
No, we don't have chicks or booze.
Damn. Trickster's party sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Trickster sucks.
Trickster does suck. I'm glad that motherfucker couldn't possibly be around us right now.
Yeah. The farther away Richard is, the more Scottish he sounds.
he sounded like Scotty right there.
But Richard did sit in all 4 weeks with us, alive or not, during October, and it was a lot of fun. And he wrote The Checkout. It's on Amazon. It's at the booksellers at Laurelwood in Memphis at Poplar and Perkins. And
at the Black Lodge, you can find it.
You can find it at the Black Lodge Video as well, which we also support. And you can rent a lot of cool October Halloween movies
there. There are topless women at this party, guys.
Aww.
Richard's speaking.
Send you some pictures.
Oh, Richard's going to text us later.
Sweet. Richard's communicating transdimensionally. He's like communicating telepathically or something. Anyway, it was great having him on. It was great having him. Yeah, you know, it really is. It's just me, Jesse, and Sam at this point.
Yeah.
Even Ice Cream Man left. Right. You know it's like dying out when Ice Cream Man takes a hike.
This is a strange party. Yeah, a strange episode.
Strange day. Strange night. It really is.
It's almost like a Scooby-Doo episode, guys. It's just kind of been weird.
Well, the one thing missing from this and a Scooby-Doo episode is like some type of massive chase sequence.
Yeah, that's true.
Where the main plot? Where the hell is that ghost announcement? All right.
Yeah. I'm about to leave, and we haven't even started hunting for the treasure yet.
Yeah.
Well, luckily I can't leave.
And other things.
And everything.
Ashamedly here that someone's
swinging.
I
just texted
a lot of guys.
All right, Brett, we got it.
Oh my God.
It's a mummy. It's a mummy.
That ain't no mummy. That's our Brett.
Oh, man. I was gone for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
I was gone. Why are you guys still in the kitchen here? How did I even get back?
Yeah,
that was like 12 hours. I journeyed back into this cave and like I had to use like my dying cell phone as like light and the only thing like I was like freezing to death. It was so fucking cold. You know how I had to fucking stay warm?
How's that?
Wow. I came across this like fucking like sharp rock that I was like using to fend myself off like or defend myself against anything that might come along in this fucking creepy place. And I saw this like giant slug being that like was like moaning and like making all these like sexual advances towards me. Like I guess it felt me coming. and it like looked just like the Trickster. It was like a giant slug that looked like the Trickster. But anyways, I cut its neck and I slept in its belly for the night, and I journeyed back, but I didn't manage to make this Monte Cristo sandwich. So
that looks delicious.
Yeah, it's so warm. It's gonna be good.
Brad, I zoned out just a little during your story. Did you see Nathan?
Actually, I did. He was, I passed him when I was coming. I was like, you don't want to go that way. And he was just like, I think I know what I'm doing.
Did he keep on going?
Yeah.
Wow. Richard's gone forever.
Richard left for good. He jumped out a window, actually.
I believe it. He looked anxious.
What the shit?
What's that smell?
What was that?
I'd like everybody to come join me in the main lobby.
Whoa.
Everybody and me, the Rich Uncle Trickster's house.
We're finally going to find out who the Rich Uncle Trickster is.
Come on down, boys.
It doesn't sound like that.
I want some answers.
Yeah, man. It makes sense that that kind of voice would be the Trickster's uncle's voice, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we should go see him.
I guess.
What are we on, Hollywood Squares?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to venture down and see what's up?
Yeah,
not
let's
really.
Go see what's going on.
But I guess I'll go with you.
I mean, like, are we going to be able to find the main hall in this?
I'm tired of wandering
the
around.
Lobby?
Oh, we were like directly next to it, I guess.
I thought this would be fun at first, but
cool.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, there's Nathan.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
You heard that weird announcement, too?
No.
Why is Nathan always like two steps ahead of us?
Yeah, what's that?
Unintentionally.
No.
Oh,
no.
You don't be naive.
Yeah, he was here when we got here. Like, what the fuck's going on?
No, like, there's something. Something is up. He's one of the ghouls. He's one of the Goyles. No.
Oh my god, you're
a
Goyle. You're a Moyle.
All right, I need everybody to be calm.
Richard jumped out a fucking window.
Yeah,
he was so
be calm at a time like this.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
yeah, sorry, you just got back. That's a hard, way to break that news.
Yeah, Richard jumped out a window.
I didn't know. First story. So, I mean, life's broken.
No,
dead.
We were underground. He kind of fell up and then went to a party.
He fell off,
and then he went to a party. And
with topless chicks, he said.
Yeah, there were beautiful women there.
Mm.
He said it was a much better party.
No, girls.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah, but he did it out of sheer anxiety.
Okay.
But it looks like everybody's here, right? Where the hell are those dumbass monsters?
Hello, boys!
Oh, God.
Are you guys ready to hear from my old rich uncle Trickster?
I
wish I knew why the fuck I was here.
Well, he certainly has a little something planned, I do believe. Even death couldn't hold back Rich Uncle Trickster. You see, I said he was away, but what I meant was he had passed to the other.
Boring!
Yes.
Yeah, I'll believe in a ghost Uncle Trickster when I see him, regular Trickster.
Yeah, come on.
Did somebody say ghost Uncle Trickster?
He's real!
I'm more than real, Jesse. I'm flesh and blood. Give me a touch.
I don't know that I want to.
Oh.
Look at this man's drink. I just see this thing jiggling.
That's my ectoplasm. Rich Uncle Trickster's Rich Uncle Ghost Trickster.
You got some of your ectoplasm on my shoes.
Nathan credited it as his catering, but oh no.
So why are we here, Rich Uncle Trickster? What business do you have with the Ramblers?
I thought someone would be asking me that. Eventually. I know it took an hour and 48 minutes, but you're finally ready to know why you're here. Nathan! Paying attention over there?
He's breaking your ectoplasm.
It's pretty good. My lungs don't have the capacity to do this voice for very long. Oh!
Hey, Rich Uncle Trickster, did you know, Rich Uncle Trickster, that originally Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein was titled The Brain of Frankenstein?
I did, and they said that it wouldn't be a good marketing thing because, oh my god, look at all that goo. Thanks. I'm gonna drink it right down.
Why they say it wouldn't be a good marketing thing?
Because it would seem just like a horror movie. I was around back then. They used to call me Glenn Strange. Duh! Anyway.
Nathan just assaulted me.
With a punch bowl.
That's why it's called a punch bowl.
Hey-o! That's why it's called a punch bowl. Ho!
I wish Rich Uncle Trickster that Boris Karloff had been in this movie.
Me
instead
too.
Instead of the later Abbott Costello movies for some reason.
I wish James Whale was right here. But that's a whole nother story. Anyway, let me just tell you guys why you're here.
Why are we here?
I, Trickster's rich uncle, who's a ghost, have hidden a certain treasure around these parts. There's only one reason why all y'all are here. And that's to find my rich uncle Trickster's millions.
Wait, you're rich uncle Trickster's?
There are rich uncle Tricksters going back through the ages, John.
So wait,
yeah, it's an old castle. That makes sense.
They all haunt this castle.
What's the treasure?
Think of the interest.
This is worth our while.
Treasure.
Rich uncle Trickster one or what? Is this worth our while?
Count me in. I want this. I want that money.
What's the rules?
There's only one rule, Johnny boy. Last man standing gets the treasure.
What? Oh, we have to kill each other.
It's a death pact, baby.
We don't have to. Wait, the ramblers have to kill other ramblers?
Sounds like it.
I thought we have to like survive the night type of deal.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if I like either of those.
Either I'll kill you or you'll kill each other.
Oh my god.
Well, I think the ramblers should make a pact and at least like we'll fight to the death once it's the last.
You guys can kill me.
Yeah, I promise never to kill either of you ramblers, all right?
All right, the ramblers are safe from me.
Hey, wait.
You guys are more safe than the Wishmaster and
doesn't sound like it, Jesse. Yeah.
And the Trickster.
Apparently there's a scale of safeness.
Wait. There is a scale of safeness, but you're pretty high up on it.
Not
don't
for
worry.
Me. You guys are
wait,
you guys should fucking start running right now.
High. Wait, Trickster and Ice Cream Man and Wishmaster like in on this too?
Right.
Well, that's gonna kill the fucking Trickster. He got us into this mess.
Let's crucify him!
Yeah, now's the time to finally kill the Trickster. We can get someone. Jesse, you want to be the new
is
person in the
death
sound booth?
The Trickster?
Jesse can be the new sound booth guy. You know how to work.
You've got the same haircut.
Well, then, that's perfect.
I say let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's kill him.
Yeah, I was there right here, right now.
Did somebody say wish?
Ah!
This is my band debut, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4. Uh-oh, where do you go when the ghouls are out to get you at the Halloween show, yeah? Ooh, what do you do when the Trickster and his friends are all out?
Oh, no, wait, that was just Jesse.
Behind me, yeah!
Nathan's drunk.
Nathan is drunk.
I am. I'm actually pretty drunk,
he's
too.
He's better
too.
Than all of us.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah, I think being stuck in the Trickster's lame castle and then being chased by him is making me becoming an alcoholic, you guys.
Yeah.
Somebody get this away from me.
Give me that.
Oh, thank you.
Nathan's
that's the magical tambourine of abortion. See, that's
yeah, seriously.
Toy.
Oh my god, I just got sterile.
I killed a lot of babies during that. Yeah. So I
oh,
have
think
two
about
songs.
It, guys.
Oh, the sorry. Humanity.
Sorry about that.
Oh well.
Sorry about your babies.
I am actually personally. I
sorry
thank
about
you.
All of your babies.
Everything happens for a reason.
And how they're dead now.
Well, I'll tell you. Speaking of dead babies, it makes me think of another. Halloween. Hey, you guys want to find that treasure?
Yeah,
let's look for that
like,
treasure.
Wait,
we're not looking for the treasure. We're waiting for the last person to be alive.
Yeah.
Let's beat him. Let's beat him at his own game and find the treasure.
Let's beat him at his
but
own game.
But this is
game.
Like a huge gothic mansion we can't even navigate
you
through.
You and me versus John. Let's kill John.
What? Wait. Hold.
Let's do
what,
Jesse's
can
idea.
Get, can
let's...
I get in on this action? I mean, if we're just kidding. I mean, killing people.
No, I think we'll all.
Okay,
go
well then, yeah, beat him at his own game.
Yeah, beat him at his own game.
At his own let's game. Let's the, do it.
Let's.
I don't kill anymore.
We already.
I'm tired of being fucking pushed around by that Paul Lynn sounding, sometimes effeminate, southern gay sounding trickster uncle Richard.
Yeah, just in his house with his weird sex room and his.
You know, that all kind of makes sense now.
Oh, whoa, wait. Is that a chainsaw?
Did you guys hear that?
No.
I heard something.
Yeah, no, I heard like, I mean, I heard, like, the scariest thing in the world to me, which is, like, a chainsaw.
Sounds like a generator.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty terrible.
Hello, boy. I can tell you the trickster wants that money. I'm broke as a bitch.
Let me take this. Somebody shoot him or something. Throw a your brain punch at him.
Bottle. Bam.
Run!
He's done.
Man, the trickster was fucking serious. I've never seen him like that. What?
The ice cream man had a scoop. You just gotta scoop out your brains, John.
I don't know what to do.
Club him over the head with this croquet ballot that I always carry with me.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were wearing that around your wrist this whole night.
In case I had to club the, you know, one of the monsters.
Yeah. Well, good job, because Ice Cream Man is knocked out cold.
Do you guys think that the trickster lured us here on purpose? Like that it was a trap?
For what reason?
I wish I knew.
The money.
I wish I knew.
No. That just means there's more people for him to kill. That just makes it longer for him to get the treasure.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
But maybe he wants us to find the treasure for him because he knows that he'll never win on his own.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that it's some sort of like contest that the trickster had to engage in to get his rich uncle's inheritance, and like he lured all of his friends here to kill him to get that.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you guys are all
That makes as much sense.
Yeah, you know what? I bet you that his rich uncle Will says the more people he kills, the more millions
money.
He
yeah,
gets.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe so.
That makes sense.
Well, it makes as much sense as anything.
Yeah,
and I think we gave him a job.
Yeah, really. Two jobs, I think, right?
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah, probably three or four.
Mm.
At this point, yeah.
And then he gave Freddy a job in his booth. Like, what an unprofessional dog monster thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, guys, who do you think we could get to replace Trickster in that sound booth? Jesse or someone else? Someone new?
He's got
someone
the wardrobe,
fresh.
He's got the hair.
Yeah, but I don't know. Jesse, what do you think about that? Do you think you'd
willing.
Be... So each and every week, you gotta show up each and every week.
You gotta cut your mouth into a pussy.
You gotta sharpen your teeth. We have to clean, you have to clean our wounds and lick our bowels.
Yeah, you have to sharpen your teeth into little points.
Well,
you have to do a voice.
You have to shave your eyebrows.
You'll probably have to do a voice at some point.
No.
Do you have a good Nathan? Nathan Ross Murphy?
Yeah, do Nathan.
Everyone can do Nathan.
Yeah, everyone's got a good Nathan impression.
I'd have to practice it.
I mean, it's just like, hey, I'm Nathan Murphy. What's up? Hey.
Come on.
Just like, come on.
It's just like him. Come on. Hey. I'm Nathan.
Hey.
It's more like, hey, I'm Nathan.
It's all right.
You can work on it a little bit.
Yeah, get a little like.
I told you that was my first time.
I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Hey. Yeah, like one of those.
Okay.
Nathan.
All right. I'll think about it.
I've got a bad feeling that we're being watched right now.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I just feel like of the 57 portraits in this room.
Yeah, no, I think a couple of them like wandering eyes.
I feel like it, but it could be an optical illusion.
Yeah.
Because it is a wall of 57 pictures.
And they have a lot of those like tacky Halloween decorations up where it's intentionally doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a strobe light going flashing back and forth.
Yeah, and like that's making my fucking neck twitch.
And I'm also getting a lap dance right now and there's tits in my face, making it really hard for me to be able to really accurately judge the eyes and where they're looking.
Yeah, overall this might be the strangest room we've been in.
I feel it's a very Harry Potter-esque room.
That's true. There's a big talking hat. There's a big talking clan.
Once again, that's Jesse.
About a hat, Sam. How many times do I have to tell you?
Look, they got hats on ropes.
Oh, yeah. All kinds
of hats. I wonder what happens if I pull this hat. Oh, God, it's more trickster piss.
I'm not going to pull one then.
Guys, let's get out of this room. This room blows.
Yeah.
Wonder what'll be in the next one.
Looks like a movie theater or something. Weird. Of some sort.
Yeah, a lot of chairs. Weird.
Last time we were in a surround sound theater room, it was like that S&M room.
Yeah, no, that was.
That was ages ago.
No, this looks a little years, bit more traditional.
More traditional.
Oh God, the door just shut behind us. That's fucking scary.
That's weird.
No, John, that's weird. I'm frightened.
That's not the weirdest thing that's happened to us tonight.
The weirdest thing I can remember. What weirder thing has happened to us than that door shutting?
I mean, Richard almost died.
That happens every week.
Did the door just lock?
I think it did.
It's getting scarier by the second. What's going to happen
take
next?
Take a seat, boys.
Dear God.
Why would we take a seat when he just tried to kill us?
Do it! Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess
he's got that chainsaw.
I'll just sit down.
He was serious. He meant it. I guess I will take that seat.
Trickster, you and me.
You'll find it's quite impossible to move now.
That sucks. I told you guys not to sit down in these chairs with the guy who just tried to kill us.
Prepare yourself.
I wait to see where he's going with this, John.
It could be nice.
For a little segment I've been teasing around the office.
Oh dear no. God, no.
It's better not be Trickster's Treats.
Yes.
Welcome to Trickster's Treats.
This is how I die. You're going to kill me with this segment.
We're all let gonna die. The slideshow begin.
Dear Lord.
Click, click. This is me on the set of Brain Scan. Do you see? Do you see?
Yes, I see.
He's like in front of a catering table. He's stuffing his face. It's disgusting.
Is that Nathan catering that thing?
Hey, look.
Yeah, it's Nathan.
This wasn't your first time? Yeah, it's like 7-year-old Nathan and his hair looks exactly the same.
It's all dimensions of different Nathans from all across the universe. Sizz.
That's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
Everyone says that.
Pretty much, I'm sorry, guys.
Click, click. This is me and the Wishmaster in Honduras. Do you see? Do you see?
Oh, this is
wish
the worst.
I didn't. Yes.
Click, click.
Did somebody say wish?
Oh, God damn it.
I'm stuck in a chair. I wish I wasn't here. Oh, no, I'm back in time in Honduras with the wish. With the trickster. Wow, that's weird.
Oh, wow, look, the picture's moving. You can see the Wishmaster frowning harder.
He's struggling to get out of that picture, it looks like.
Click, click.
Oh, God. John.
Yum.
When did he take that picture of you?
Oh, I'm turned on.
Yes, I consider myself Marty McFly's father.
Anyways, can I just put it in this?
Click, click.
It's really creepy that there's restraints on our penises as well. If that's the case with all you guys, that's what it's like for me.
Creepy or enlightening?
That's my hand.
Oh, thanks, Clint Heron.
I've got to get out of here.
Click, click, this is me at a Gigi Allen show. Do you see?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it looks like Gigi Allen's really utilizing that pussy mouth of yours.
Yeah, aren't you that shy? I guess the trickster was that dog that Gigi Allen fucked on stage.
Yeah, that's the rumor. There you go. Mystery cracked. Click, click. Me and Santa at the North Pole. Oh, God,
that's
weird. Yeah, what are you guys doing with those elves? Click, click. After a date with Edward Furlong. Oh, man, your eye's all battered.
You introduced him to heroin?
Oh.
What a sad slide.
I wish he gouged them out instead. I could have handled that. Click, click.
Hey.
This is me being born.
Well, you're being born out of your own pussy mouth.
It's disgusting. I always thought that's what it looked like, though.
Me too.
Yes. Do you see?
We see. Just kill us already. Get the goddamn
trickster. Why?
Click, click. Here's me with my band, the Nasty Tricksters. I don't even see any instruments. You guys are just jumping on beds. Click, click.
Jesse, would you gouge at my eyes? Find somebody to gouge at my eyes.
I wish.
Party. Remember, you were there along with the ghouls, the ice cream man, and the
you just taped our heads over a little kid.
Edward Furlong was there when we were during the good times. Okay, click, click, do you see? My USO performance, everyone remembers this.
I was doing your horrible nip slip, you fuck. fucking asshole.
Yes, it was the world's biggest accident. Click, click. Ah, there's me.
Clicks are starting to sound very disturbing.
Here I am choreographing Ascension Millennium.
You would have something to do with that.
You know
song.
What? They fired me after that video, but you know what? The guy Edward Furlong did choreograph.
This is like sympathy for the devil. Ass. You had something to do with every horrible event in mankind.
Let's continue. Do you see? Click, click. Here's me with the Ramblers the day you hired me.
I wish I could take it back.
I regret that.
Here's me in the Rambler booth for the first time. Thanks, you guys. I love ya.
Wow. That's
sweet. Oh my god, I just got released.
Yeah, I just got released too.
Trickster, that really makes me feel like... Die, you freak dog! Trickster, he's dead. Legitimately dead. You're not coming back from that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Trickster is out.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
That was so good. I was so glad we like just all fucking jumped on him at the same time.
That was exciting.
Did he gouge his eyes out?
Yeah, I like broke every one of his fingers and then just like continuously stabbed him. Yeah,
there's no way he'll come back.
John ran 1,000 volts through him.
I castrated him.
Jesse cut off his balls. To be honest with you, I just kind of watched.
No, yeah. Well, I hope it was a good show.
Well,
I didn't have a part in it. You never know when that stuff can come back, the whole murder thing, you know. Yeah, well, fair enough.
I mean, he was just a trickster.
Even if the trickster is probably, let's be honest, going to come back from that. That's what they do.
Well, you know,
I think he's good for the episode, though, at least.
Yeah. You know, then no cop can show up at my doorstep and be like, you killed him for now. You know, whatever, I'll watch that. It was fun. It was cool.
I'm glad because it really did get to be fun when you pulled down his pants, his red velvet pants, and cut off his input.
Yeah. Hey, John, look up.
I wanted to take away his man.
I saw what you did before you cut those off. We'll keep that between us, though.
Man, let's get walking, huh?
I want to see. We might as well explore this next room because who knows, the treasure might be in there.
Hey, John, look out for that puddle.
Oh my head! Oh my god, John!
Holy shit! He's coughing up blood.
Oh my god.
There's so much red.
Well, you guys, I guess my time has finally come.
No, don't say that! No. Don't speak like that!
If you wish it, I'll be back next week.
Oh, I do!
He's on vacation. More dead.
Man, two down quick.
Just a second. Oh, good. John pooped himself.
The Dizzy Ramblers will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
This week's episode is sponsored by My Family's Home Cooking.
I think we deliver what other podcasts wouldn't.
Some balls.
Some balls in your spaghetti.
Oh, my God. My mom makes balls. The best meatballs. It really does. Right. Have you had my mom's meatballs, Brett?
I think I have, yeah.
Pretty good.
Everything your mom makes is real tasty.
She's good, yeah. I compliment both my mother and my father on being good cooks. Manja! You're not going to get any of an audience, but I enjoy it, so fuck off.
Yeah, I get on it sometimes, too. It's good home cooking.
Bet you wish you could have that. Man, what kind of puddle was that John just slipped in? It looked like a puddle of cream.
Oh no.
You couldn't say.
Sorry. You bastard!
It was ice cream that I spilled.
You son of a bitch!
No. Hey, look, there's that chainsaw the trickster dropped.
No, don't you want to
get him? Don't you want to
get him? Rocky Road, motherfucker. Ice cream man's dead.
Whoa, I just kicked him in half.
That was cool. Like, you cut his spine with a chainsaw, then like kicked his legs over there.
Oh my god, that was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have blood on this now.
Woo!
That's insane.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Who's next? Oh
you
man.
You sound pretty excited, Brad.
I am hopped up. Oh man, bring out Rich Uncle Trickster himself. I'll fucking cut his crippled legs off.
Yeah.
He's a ghost. He can't be crippled.
You saw him. He's in like a ghost wheelchair.
They prefer to be called floating impaired.
Oh my god, Sam, look at that. Nathan, he's going forward in time.
Don't worry, I'll take care of him. Motherfucking son of a bitch! Alright, don't worry, I just stabbed him to death. It seemed like Nathan was going through some sort of like time portal and withering away.
Yeah.
So I just like cut his head off.
That's better. Mm. You know, I mean, that way he doesn't have to like just age super quickly. And, yeah. Oh God, I'm shaking, man.
That was really creepy.
That was. Ugh. Man, oh man.
Hey, Jesse, while Brett's out back having a suck up a fag.
Yeah.
Do you want to get in a secret truce and decide to kill Brett?
Yeah. I guess we ought to just go ahead and kill him.
I think so. I mean, that way, you and I can share in the treasure.
Right, yeah. Okay. There's no way you would, like, turn around and say,
Hey, Brett.
I just wish the Wishmaster for a fucking turkey sandwich. Mm. Never believe it.
What's that?
Turkey's a little dry.
Aw,
oh, man.
Man, the craziest thing just happened. Nathan just also slipped on a puddle and died.
Yeah, you're kidding me.
Oh, yeah, he's in that big, cut-up, withered, bloody pile right there. He slipped on a puddle and he's dead.
Yeah.
No!
Don't ask how he got so bloody.
No. Are you saying it's me, you,
mm-hmm.
Sam Bear?
That's me.
Jesse Davis?
Yeah.
And the Wishmaster?
The Wishmaster's somewhere, right? Yeah, he just gave you a turkey sandwich, so yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was just sort of hanging out, and, I figured I wouldn't bother him if he didn't bother me.
How do you kill, like, a thousand-year-old genie?
Yeah, maybe you just trick it into going into the bottle?
Maybe the answer is in his name.
Should we get him drunk on gin?
Yes, I have a pocket full of gin right here. What is the Wishmaster's favorite drink? Human blood.
Ah.
Right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
So we'll take Nathan's dead corpse.
All right. I was actually already dismembering it, so I'm glad there's a purpose for that.
Okay, great. Okay, give me his head.
It'll just dribble right out.
I'll just pour all this gin into his head.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. All right,
yeah. See, and we'll feed it to the Wishmaster, and he'll get drunk, and hopefully die. Hopefully the
yeah, alcohol poison.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, maybe, like, that's his weaknesses probably in his name. So gin. Yeah, I think we're onto something.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, drunk Wishmaster.
I wish that Wishmaster guy was here. Did somebody?
Come on. Are you thirsty?
Am I thirsty?
For human blood.
I am always thirsty for human blood.
Well, Wishmaster, you're gonna just be in love with us because we got you something.
It's a present.
You would enjoy. It's a peace offering because right now we know there's. There's crazy alliances and stuff going on, and we want this treasure, and we know you do too, but we're gonna let you, you and the ice cream man can hash it out, and we'd like to give you the head of our dear friend Nathan Ross Murphy to drink.
That sounds delightful. Yes, that is very tasty. I'm feeling a little drunk.
Oh, God, he looks like Roger Rabbit, you guys.
Yeah, wow.
There's steam shooting out of his skirt. Gin makes me queef. Oh, my God. Oh, that was very disturbing to see. He just, like, queefed through the ceiling. I hope he's dead. I hope he got knocked to death through those flights he went through.
Yeah, he just blasted right through the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a silhouette of his body, so... And a spatter of blood around that. So I think it's safe to say we killed the djinn.
I can't in a million years believe that plane works. But it did.
Yeah, it did. Like, I mean, it was pretty stupid. Like, I mean
that was horrible.
Who really thought that, like, his answer... Like, the answer would be in his name. That's terrible. It's like a bad movie.
Well, hey, thank God for easy plot contrivances, huh?
Yes.
Speaking of which...
You want to play some Russian roulette?
Certainly.
Yes.
All right. Well, luckily you guys know I got my NRA membership, and I'm always packing my steel here. So let me just take all but one bullet out and give it a spin.
Let's take it for a spin.
All right. Sam?
I will take it, and I'll raise you a click. Your turn, Jesse.
Oh, wow. Well,
a couple less clicks for you now,
it seems like the odds are against me. All right, guys. I guess I'm going to
Alright, here goes the...
Well, I'm glad it wasn't me.
I'm glad it was Jesse.
Yeah.
Like, just plain and simple, I'm glad it was Jesse and not you.
Alright,
But specifically, I'm glad it wasn't me.
Yeah, yeah, the gun's hanging out in his hands.
Mm.
So...
I wonder if we're ever going to see that Rich Uncle Trickster again.
Like, I really wonder, like...
that seems like that's coming out of nowhere.
It's just the two of us now.
Just the two of us. You want to build a castle on this?
We try.
I think we can make it if we try.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I just want to go home.
Well, that's too bad, Brett. Because unless you play some sort of rockin' song, you're never going home. Sure, everyone's dead, but you and Sam can go home if you have a rockin' song. Appreciate that song, but I think it. Brett, do you see what I see?
What is that?
It's our red table. We're in the Rambler studio.
We're back.
It was all a nightmare.
The Ramblers are back, baby.
Yeah. Oh wait, there's John's dead body. And Nathan's dead body. And Jesse's dead body. And I think Richard's getting blown at a party somewhere. I think we just magically transported, but everyone's still dead.